All right, we found Goldie. Big time in us. He has a great call last night. Play it throughout the show. Man, he's too busy to, 420 means 420.
All the love, Goldie.
Go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Steve Goldstein, television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Bally Sports Florida. Really was an amazing call on the game winner last night. What a way to start the season, Goldie. Another third period comeback. That's incredible.
It really was incredible. You know, in honor of Crowder, I was making a 24-ounce steak and enjoying it, so that's why I forgot to come on for his vegan self. So take that, Channing. How does that sound, huh, buddy? How does that sound? A big old steak with some seasoning.
I had a portobello burger for lunch today.
Oh, sounds so good. Did you put some...
Embarrassing. You should be embarrassed.
Faux cheese on it?
No avocado paste.
Who's grilling up a steak at 4:20 in the afternoon?
Golden.
In honor of Crowder. What
all
do you
right,
mean?
All right, fair enough. What? How about that last night? That was really fun. That I had written them off. I was bummed last night when they went down 4-2. I had written them off, and I probably shouldn't have based on what I saw last season. But man, they did it again.
Yeah, it was really incredible. It didn't look good. I mean, there's no denying that. From 2-0 to 4-2. You know, I don't know about the numbers on that, but that is not very often. If you give up four consecutive goals in a game and you're shorthanded nine times, that you end up winning the game. That's rare. But we're learning, you know, Aaron Ekblad, as much as everybody talks about Huberto and Barkov and how the goaltending is going to shake out and Joel Quenneville, you know, I'm not going to say he's the best of all of them because they're all terrific. But I think Aaron Ekblad sometimes gets a little bit lost in the shuffle. This guy has turned himself into a top 10 defenseman in the league. He might be the best offensive defenseman. I know there's some guys that skate a little bit better, but, man, he has a knack for big goals, and he gets those two in the third. And, you know, once you got the first one, you got the feeling, didn't you, that, okay, here we go, they got a chance. And it was an incredible, you know, it's one of those games where, I guess, for the coaches and the players, but more the coaches, you know, there's so much you can work on. You know, you take nine penalties and, you know, you didn't spend enough time maybe in the zone and all these different things and the power play wasn't good. But from a pure opening night fan standpoint, that was so much better than like a 3-1 win.
And Goldie, that, you know, the Bob save late in overtime. That was a beautiful your call. You know, we played your call a number of times today. But did Bob have a great game? Like you just said it, he gave up four goals.
I wouldn't say great, Crowder, but I would say really good because, look, one of them totally wasn't his fault. You know, the guy throws it from the sharp angle and deflected in. That was the one that went in off Ekblad. So, you know, again, you know, you don't make excuses. Puck went in the net, puck went in the net. So to me, he really gave up three that he, you know, maybe could have had. Two of them, I mean, that team had 20 power play shots in the game. Like, he was under siege all game. That hasn't happened in the league in 2 years that a team has had that many shots in the power play. So the word great, no, I guess when you give up four, you're never great, but 43 saves, yeah. And the money save on the breakaway in overtime and a couple of big ones late in the first period, I'd say it was a really good game by Bobrovsky, and for him personally, a great start to the season and enough for the coach because he's going to play tomorrow night.
Right. The money save, which we talked about earlier in the show, that's why you're giving him the big money, right? It's that particular save, which is so difficult, a one-on-one in overtime.
And it's been difficult for him, let's be honest. You know, last year in the playoffs, I mean, look how that game one ends. Braden Point's got a breakaway, you know, and you say, that's why you pay the goalie the big money. That's the save you have to have. So, you know, it's the key times in the game. Remember, after the Panthers made it 4-3, Pittsburgh still had more power play time. I thought he was really good. I thought he moved well. I didn't like the goal that went in off Weegar. You know, he made the great save on the guy, and then he kind of chased him a little bit behind the net, and that's why that guy was able to throw it in front and bank it in off Weegar. But, you know, 47 shots in a game, you know, a little less than half of them on the power play when it's opening night, you haven't played the game in a long time. I mean, really good, very encouraging to see him play that way.
We, Solana and I were out at the FLA Live Arena yesterday, and we had Doug Plagan stop by and Randy Moeller stop by. And because of your schedule, we couldn't have you on yesterday, but I asked both of them, now we're one game in, but I asked both of them, what are your expectations for the season? Because the expectation for the Panthers from everyone I'm talking to is pretty high.
You know, my expectation for what a good season would be is to win a playoff round. You know, I think that's clearly the next step. You know, you made it. I know you made it 2 years ago, even though you kind of didn't make it. It was that expanded with the COVID. Last year, you made it easily. We've talked about this. There were 15 other teams in the playoffs. I'd say at least 12 of them, the Panthers definitely would have beaten in the first round. Unfortunately, they wound up playing Tampa. So that next step is to win a round. As far as internal expectations, I know they're thinking Stanley Cup. They think they could beat anybody, and I know they can. They're that good. They're a legitimate contender. But I think this year it would be a disappointment if you don't make it. It's a very big disappointment. And if you make it and lose in the first round again, to me that would be a tough way to go out.
Goldie, is this one of the most talented rosters in the league, or you know, good team to play, to get, you know, unity, or is this just a talented roster?
That's a really good question. Yeah, they're really good. I mean, Barkov and Huberto are two of the top, whatever you want to say. You know, 15 players in the league. Barkov maybe top 7 or 8. Ekblad, you know, as I said, is one of the best defensemen, top 10. You know, Uyghur's not that far off. You know, you got a lot of guys that could score. Look at the game last night. You know, you get 2 goals from a defenseman and then 1 from Anthony Duclair, who's playing on the fourth line. You know, the fourth line dominated last night because you got guys like Duclair and Joe Thornton down there. So, yeah, they're extremely talented. That talent needs to mesh a little bit better. You know, I think they're going to get better as time goes on. Like the power play last night wasn't very good. It was kind of stagnant. Those guys had never played together. You're adding Reinhart now. Ekblad is running the power play for the first time. So, and I also think they got all the other elements. You know, there's no messing around with the Panthers. They're a tough team now. You got numerous guys that'll jump in and defend teammates. So, yeah, they're just about as good as anybody talent-wise.
Steve Goldstein, you'll watch him tomorrow night. It's a 6 o'clock puck drop tomorrow night. Bally Sports Florida. Panthers host the Islanders. Hopefully the Panthers can make it 2 in a row to open the season. Sergei Bobrovsky will be back in goal for the Panthers tomorrow night. Real quick regarding the Dolphins, because they play in London on Sunday. Obviously they need a win. They don't want to start the season 1-5. Do they need the win to come at the hands of Tua? Does he need to be the guy that is, you know, looked at after a win, hopefully on Sunday, where you go, that was the difference. We needed Tua.
Well, we'll see how it shakes out, Hawk. But, you know, they're playing Jacksonville, okay? There is no choice for the Dolphins on Sunday morning. I mean, Jacksonville's lost 20 in a row. I mean, if you're even going to be a, you know, 7-8 win team, right, you need to win this game. So it comes at a good time that Tua comes back. You know, he needs to win this game personally. Like, if they don't win, that means he doesn't win, and everybody's going to be all over him more than they've been all over him the last 4 games during the losing streak. So, to me, look, it's definitely an upgrade at quarterback. I mean, Jacoby Brissett gave it his all, but, you know, Tua is just much better. Now, I guess, you know, again, these receivers, especially Devontae, you know, they got some guys that, let's be honest, with injuries, they're just not reliable. And it's not knocking them as people. They're just not reliable because they're hurt too much. So, again, I thought the game plan last week was better. I know the game plan in general is there for Tua. So you would think that he would have a good game. And by noon or 1 o'clock on Sunday, everyone will be thinking, okay, Tua might be the guy. And he came in and kind of saved things. I don't think that'll be 100% true because – you know, the defense has to be better, and they are playing Jacksonville. So they better win. That's all I'll say.
You can wake up early, watch the game. I bet 9:30 is not early for Goldie. It is for me. But, I mean, that, like, I have to set the alarm Sunday morning to get up for this game.
No, that's... I enjoy the early game. It's good. It'll be over by 1:30.
Perfect. So are you going to watch it at home, though? Are you going to make a breakfast spread, or would it be more a lunch-style spread and you just have it early?
Great question. I think I'm going to go up to my parents' house. They live in Delray Beach.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps some bagels and the Dolphins.
Oh.
Yeah, fins and bagels. That's what I'll call it.
Dolphins, yep. And a schmear. Now you're talking, Goldie. This is very important, though. What type of bagel?
Fine. And you can come. Fine,
what,
you can come.
What type of bagel? What type of cream cheese?
You know, I enjoy the scallion cream cheese if it's available.
Interesting.
I'll obviously have regular cream cheese.
Sure.
Any bagel does me good. I'll even throw in the occasional Bialy in there, if you will.
Now, isn't it a Bialy, not a Bialy?
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, so we call it Bialy. You
Is
call
that
it Bialy.
True? You know? I did not know that. Yeah. Did you know that, Crowder?
Yeah, he's from Brooklyn.
Crowder could not name three out of the four Beatles.
Bro.
Crowder named one Beatle earlier in the show. Can you name all four Beatles, Goldie?
Yeah, of course. You going to make me name
them? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, John, Paul, Ringo, and George. I mean, come
on. Except everyone says John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Who the hell says Ringo and George?
Well, I like Ringo. Yeah.
And that's how they do it in Brooklyn.
Right. Yeah, the Bialy.
Exactly. Well, that's the great excuse for everything. Well, I grew up in Brooklyn. That's the way we used to do it. You know.
That's good. All right, I like it. Bagels and a schmear, a little Dolphins football. They got to come out with that dub on Sunday for
real.
All right, have a good call on the Panthers-Islanders game tomorrow night at FLA Live Arena. There was a good energy in that building last night.
It was very fun. You know, it's the most anticipated. I mean, I'd say, you know, maybe the year after they made the Cups, they made the Cup in 96, maybe the following season, everybody was hyped up. But other than that, it's the most anticipated season. Fans, you know, they know this team is good. You look everywhere. People are picking the Panthers as a dark horse to win the Stanley Cup. Everyone's talking about Barkov and Huberdeau and MVP conversation. So I think that had a lot to do with it, Hawk. It was great to see. And like I said, from a fan standpoint, you could not ask for a better game and a better finish than that.
For real. Although I will tell you, from a gambling standpoint, -1.5 in regulation, I could have had a little bit of better ending there. And, man, I thought in those final 2 minutes, 4-on-4, I'm like, oh, my God, they're going to put up 3 goals in this third period. We're going to have the most amazing dub on this bet. But whatever, I still enjoyed the victory. Would have enjoyed it more in
regulation. Early in the season, you could always, in NHL games, bet the over because everyone doesn't have their systems down yet. Some teams are still, you know, who's my goalie, and you see a lot of high scoring games early on. So
it was 6.5 last night, got me a little scared, so I laid off the over. Although we did win opening night, we had the Vegas Golden Knights first period over 1.5, and VGK put up 2 goals real quick in that game. So it was a nice start to the
season. You boys are delving deep now.
I know. We got issues. We got issues.
Oh,
Steve Goldstein, Valley Sports Florida, tomorrow night, Panthers and Islanders. Thanks, Goldie.
I'll give you one more quick one about Brooklyn. I had a guy in the neighborhood back in the day hanging out at the old OTB. He used to have a T-shirt when you say what you just said. Said, I have a gambling problem. On the back, it said, I'm broke. Okay, I'm out. See ya.
You know what the OTB is, Crowder?
Yeah, it's in Brooklyn.
What? Man, these are kids, Goldie. You don't know what the OTB is?
No.
Off-track betting. So back in the day, you literally had to go to a track to bet on a horse race. And then all of a sudden, they came up with this off-track betting. And it was just a little betting parlor. You could only bet on the horses. But OTB, man, that was the place.